Former NHLer writes at OilersNation.com. Brian Sutherby joins us again. Suds, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing very well. Let's start with your former team, Ducks Kings. Who do you like tonight and why?
Yeah. Oh, you're putting me on the spot. I think I like the Kings, unfortunately. I just think they've got the experience. I think that they're so solid in net and just the comfort of winning before and playing in game sevens, doing it already this season. I just like them to come out on top tonight. But honestly, I mean, the whole series has been sort of a coin flip. It's been so tight. I wouldn't be shocked whichever way it goes, but I'm leaning a little bit more towards the Kings and just sort of their experience and who they have in between the pipes.
Now, I know you were just out on the West Coast. How big of a buzz is that series out there?
Oh, it's huge. I spent most of my time, I was there for a week in Anaheim, but you go to the bars and the restaurants and everyone's got Ducks colors going. Painted orange is kind of the big catchphrase down here right now. Ducks flags hanging out of cars, and it's a great time. And actually, when I got traded to the Ducks, unfortunately, I didn't get traded the year they won the Cup, but I got traded the year after they won the Cup. And it's an area that has really grown in terms of hockey. I mean, when I was there, it was sold out every single night, and fans really embrace it, whether they're that knowledgeable of the game or not. When the team's doing well here, it's a great thing for the Ducks and the state of California.
It is, you know, and it's quite the rivalry. I was watching, I saw the video. There's, some tilts and stuff, which is always a little too extreme for me. I love fans who want to go, who want to give it to each other. But I don't think you need to fight over a sporting event. It's kind of asinine. But, you know, how important do you think this is rivalry-wise long-term? You know, you look at the Ducks and the Kings, and, you know, there's a very good chance they could meet in the first or second round of the playoffs again next year in that division.
Well, I think it's great. It'd be nice if, no matter if the teams are good or poor going forward, that they could sort of sustain hockey as a popular sport. And obviously that's the goal. I think San Jose has sort of done that. But again, they've also won for so long, or at least made the playoffs, that there's always sort of a buzz there. And I think with the Ducks winning, seven, and then the Kings winning a few years ago, that it really is strong right now. But like a lot of these hockey markets, Dallas is one that I played in for the longest time. Obviously, the rivalry with the Oilers, and almost up until the time I got traded to Dallas, it was just a phenomenal hockey city. But unlike Edmonton, where the rinks filled every single night, win or lose, it doesn't happen that way down south. So I think this is obviously phenomenal right now, and as long as they can keep winning, hockey will remain strong.
Brian Sutherby joined us. Suds, give me your thoughts on the whole Lucic situation. What did you make of that, and then Weiss, and what came out publicly afterwards? What are your thoughts as a former player?
Yeah, I mean, I can fully understand where Lucic is coming from. I know a lot of people, it rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, and people feel like he shouldn't, he should just smile and say congrats and good luck or whatever, but I don't really have a problem with what he did. I thought the handshake and sort of the tugging and the pulling guys in a little bit was a little bit much, but I don't feel like what he said and the message he was trying to get across, I don't feel like there was anything wrong with it. I think it's a bigger deal than it should be, and the guy was fired up. They just lost Game 7, a series that they were supposed to win. He's one of the toughest players in the league, if not the toughest. And I think he felt really disrespected. I think that the Canadians took advantage of the fact that it was the playoffs. It was a stage where Lucic couldn't necessarily intimidate as much as he wanted to or be that sort of big bully that he is. And people think that's a bad thing in hockey. I don't think it is. I think that's part of the game. You saw the mocking and the flexing and the chest pumping, and they were really under his skin, and kudos to the Canadians for playing that way. But I think that's what really irked him the most is that sort of stage and the playoffs protected those guys that wouldn't normally act that way or play that way in the regular season. So he wanted to make a point that, hey, this series is over. You guys won, but I have a long memory, and we're going to find each other next year. And I'm a guy that got spit on and was forced to go shake the guy's hand 5 minutes later. And I didn't shake the guy's hand, of course. I grabbed him by the jersey and probably told him something worse than what Lucic said. So for me, I think there's an expectation out there that everyone has to be happy or have the utmost class and just sort of walk away and say congrats. But we're talking about guys that lay it on the line and do everything they can to win a series, and then 3 minutes later, after who knows what was said on the ice, we don't know what was said. Expect the guy to just be all jolly. For me, it's not a big deal, it's not the greatest thing, but I'm not going to vilify the guy for it.
I'm right with you, Suds. You know, to me, the biggest thing I had out of it, and Lucic, sure, he shouldn't have done it. Fine. I don't like the fact that Weiss basically tattles to the public and says, well, this is what he said, and he threatened me. Guys in men's league and everywhere we go, like, what is said on the ice? Like, we become a society where we want to punish people more for what they say than what they actually do. Last I checked, words don't kill anybody, right? Now, this,
no, exactly.
You know, I understand that you can have verbal abuse, so that's complete. This is not in the heat of the moment. I don't know how many times in your career a guy probably said, Sotheby, I'm going to kill you. Like, what did you and Strud say before you fought?
Yeah. Well, Strud's didn't give me the chance to talk. He just jumped me. But but that's just it. I mean, it just, for Lucic, I think that's what infuriates him so much, is that these guys, and like I said, Montreal played that series to a T. They didn't engage Boston at all. They turned the other cheek, and that's not Boston's game at all. But that's also what makes Milan Lucic, and I think that's what drives him absolutely crazy, is that you saw him throughout the series. He was sort of the lead guy that was always chirping him, always mocking him. And when Lucic goes and skates by him next year, I have a hard time believing that those things are going to be happening, because in a 5-1 game next year, I don't think Weiss wants to be anywhere near the same arena as number 17 on the Bees. And you can't take care of those things in the playoffs because the stage is too big. And I think that's just what it was. He was just saying, hey, I'm not going to forget this.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it at all. It'll definitely make next year more exciting when we see those teams battle it out in the first game of the regular season. I'm sure a lot of people will be watching. Should be very fun. Now, quickly, Memorial Cup is on. Now, as a junior player, you know what? You go through 4 rounds of the playoffs, you win, but it's not over. Like, you know, the Memorial Cup is such a unique event. And, you know, unlike anything else of its kind, it's a way to make one national champ in a short tournament. I like the new format where it's not just a single elimination. No. What do you think the Oil Kings' chances are heading in this year?
Well, I think they should have as good a chance as any. And I liken them a lot to, I remember back in the day when I played the Kootenay Ice with Jared Stoll and some of those guys. They won the league a few years before and got to the Memorial Cup. And for whatever reason, I don't know if it's that you learn from it, or I think oftentimes you go through 4 rounds of the playoffs and it's such an emotional ride, and then you have this big thrill of winning the league and you want to party and you want to celebrate with your teammates. And then, oh, we have another tournament next week that we also have to gear up for. And they went into the Mem Cup and didn't have much success, and then a couple years later, went in and won the thing. And I think the Oil Kings, having a lot of guys that have been through it now, they have the experience, they've won it, and it's almost, I would think, in that dressing room, the veteran guys, after winning this year, I would hope are talking about unfinished business, and we've been here before, and know that there's still the Memorial Cup, and that's the ultimate goal and ultimate prize. So I would think just having that experience and leadership in that dressing room, that they should have as good a chance as any. And just a phenomenal season for them, to the adversity to come back, win game 7 in Portland. Just a great team, and it would appear that they have all the horses to get it done.
Well, Suds, get some rest a week today. second annual karaoke event right here at On the Rocks. It's going to be an electric night, lots of fun. We announced our finalists. I'll say them today in case anybody missed it, who made the cut. Unfortunately, many didn't. We had a lot of entries this year. And maybe next year, Suds, you'll have a year man up and you can be singing.
Oh, boy. You're really doing that to me, hey? Putting me on the spot.
Oh, you got a year, right? You could just go on the karaoke tour, right? Once a week, come down the rocks, practice up.
What time do guys sing at usually? Is it early in the evening or is it late?
Well, we start early because we got a few rounds. People are here at 7:30. I know you, Suds. If you basically need some liquid courage, if I'm reading between the lines, then feel free.
I don't do karaoke before 1 a.m. So.
Yeah, well, then just start drinking at 3, and then it feels like it's 1.
Yeah, the usual Friday.
Yeah. All right, man. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Okay, buddy.